within the judicial system. And it is, by its very nature, independent of the legislative and executive powers, including ministers. Therefore, the judicial administration belongs to the judicial branch, even if the minister formally appoints its governing body. And it must be stressed that the minister is bound by the nominees' nominations. One of them shall be elected by the Supreme Court judges from their ranks, and he shall be the chairman. Another elected by the national court judges from their ranks, and the third elected by the district judges from their ranks. The fourth shall be elected by court employees other than judges. The minister appoints one without nomination, and he must not be an employee of the court.
I will say a few words about the prosecution and the independence of the prosecution. Firstly, regarding the issue of awareness raising on the covenant, we have the Director of Public Prosecution, who is actually responsible for the